Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 31, 1804. The blacksmiths become very popular with the Indians. It's the last day of 1804, and if the men of the Corps are prone to take stock of all they have accomplished during these first 7 months of their adventure, they leave no written record of such sentimentality. Captain Clark speaks only of weather and work.
A fine day. Some wind last night which mixed the snow and sand in the bend of the river, which has the appearance of hillocks of sand on the ice, which is also covered with sand and snow. The frost which falls in the night continues on the earth and old snow, etc. A number of Indians here every day. Our blacksmith mending their axes, hoes, etc., for which the squaws bring corn for payment. Captain William Clark, December 31, 1804.
Our blacksmith mending their axes, hoes, for which the squaws bring corn. This statement by the captain is certainly corroboration of the important role the three blacksmiths played. Undoubtedly, the skills of these men helped to assure the expedition's place in the Mandan and Hidatsa communities, providing food for the company and maintaining goodwill. Monday, the new year starts off with a bang.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Ed Jacobson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.